Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Dylan, you know, when this bill passes and becomes law, life in America for insurance companies
is a place of horror and suffering. It was the infamous motto of
If there were any way to charge this mother and put her here at the jail and
that's what she was my patient for. If she was being sent to me to evaluate this.
Lesbian, your mom's a lesbian.
You're a fascist. World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Through the looking glass every night of reality, we find out about the issues of the day and you. And with us, Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, joining us for another hour as we talk about the young mother in the Homeowners Association where they live who lost her infant daughter about a week and a half ago to SIDS. Ms. Dooley feels that there might have been something suspicious or not about the child's death, and so was quite clear to this woman that she insisted her that she be at a meeting, a homeowners association meeting, that they had scheduled where they would review the books for the year and otherwise speak to the media about the finances of this. And before I talk to you, Ms. Dooley, and your husband more about this, you said to this woman some things that we're taking some grave exception to, and that is that first of all...
Hold on.
You said to this woman when she said, I lost my daughter, and you said to her, well, we know where she is. She isn't lost. She's in a drawer down at the coroner's office. To me, sounds like the most insensitive thing that you could possibly say to a grieving mother. The most insensitive thing you could say to a grieving mother, a young mother, even if you do expect her at some meeting.
Phil, there are women that don't like powerful women. There are women that try to tear down other women.
Now, wait, what? Who's tearing who down when you say that, and you said to her that infants, mothers are not that close to infants? I mean, what is that about?
Are you a mother? I think I've asked you this question.
Yeah, you've asked me the question. I've told you no, obviously, I'm not.
Yes. So why do you continue to try to put words into the mouth of a woman that has three children?
My wife has three sons, Mr. Evans, and I do too.
I understand that.
Yeah, all right. If you understand that, there are women out there that don't want other women to be successful. There are women out there. I have talked to a few of them on your show tonight. Women who, in any other situation, if we were in jail together and the guard was paid to look the other way, you know what would happen to me. You know very well. I spoke with a couple of them. Debbie Ray. Debbie.
What are you talking about? I mean, you know, what are you talking about?
I want that she's going to be teared down. Everyone wants to tear it down.
And I am the president of a homeowners association, and I have held on to that power for a long time because I anticipate. And I'm a woman, and so when a mother comes to me and says, my daughter died from SIDS, I put that into my experience. Okay, we have a very important meeting. The media is going to be here. I need my media contact person. And all of a sudden, her daughter is dead. I find that very suspicious.
And then you call the police. You call the L.A. County Sheriff with a tip that maybe she smothered her own kid because she said it's SIDS.
I said to them, look, I didn't say she did it. I said, do you ever consider the possibility that a mother smothers their children? They said, yes. I said, well, in this case, will you look into that? And they said, yes. I didn't say anything. I just asked them what they would do.
Yeah, you understand. That's what they're going to do anyway, on account of that.
I understand the police have to continue to look into different things, but to me it sounded like you were putting, a bug in the police officer's ear that maybe this child was killed. But this idea, Bobby, that you have, because you're the Homeowners Association president, you can't look stupid. It sounds like you're stretching a point here.
I cannot afford to look like an imbecile like most people can. So when they say, oh, did you hear about Karen? Her daughter died from SIDS. And I say, well, yeah, well, guess what? She put a plastic bag that she took off of one of Dave's dress shirts. And then they go, oh, my God. And I go, yeah, thank you. Everyone was calling me crazy. You have to understand, there are women that want to pull me off the pedestal of this Homeowners Association, and then, yes, I'll say the words, rape me right there on the ground.
And I think you know, there's a little bit of paranoia going on there.
Why do you think paranoia?
I think that that is a bizarre thing to fear. 877-876-PHIL. We'll go to a phone call here. Welcome back to the show, folks. We have Monique. Monique, you're on the Phil Henry Show with your radio turned up, so you need to turn it down.
Yeah, I just did.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Understand people that do that, that have their radio turned up.
Go ahead, Monique. Bobby, okay. If you don't mind.
Yes, please. Okay, you know, I've listened to you and listened to you and listened to you, lady. Listen, I lost my child to SIDS, okay? She was a month and 9 days old, and for you to sit there and tell, you know, people that you can't be attached to your child, you're crazy, okay? And I also lost
Now, hold on. Monique, this is Phil. I want to clarify.
Okay.
You lost your baby to this disease?
Yes, I did.
I'm very sorry to hear that. Very sorry.
Thanks.
Well, excuse me. Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Did the police look into whether you smothered it?
Oh, God, lady.
Oh, my gosh. You know what?
Well, did they or did they not?
They check into everything. Yes, they do. But you know what?
See?
Well,
will you give this woman the benefit of having some dignity? She lost her child.
Yeah.
I listened to her story, just like I listened to my girlfriend's story. Something, and I said to Karen, I said, you know, something smells. And Steve, you said what?
Might be the baby.
I thought that was inappropriate.
Well,
I lost a daughter.
She was 11 years old. She was hit by a car, and I was just as tore up by her death than I was.
How many kids?
My daughter.
How many kids have you lost? How many kids have you lost?
Two. I've
That's
lost
like two.
And what does it matter?
Mr. Dooley, if you say one more thing with that kind of insensitivity in your voice, I'm going to ask that Ms. Dooley not have you on the line.
Well, it's not the two kids. I just wondered.
Go ahead, Monique.
Okay. I think it's a very good question.
And you know what? All I can say is, you know, your meeting, who cares about your meeting? What about your friend that lost her child? Don't you have any sensitivity at all? Don't you even, you know, you're a cold, heartless woman.
Right.
You are cold
right.
and heartless. And your husband is, too. And I'm sorry, you know.
You know,
I hope God
I
has
feel bad for you.
Mercy
I feel
on
bad
your soul
you, but,
when you die. I
my,
certainly do.
Well, God really is a concept that I don't believe in.
Well,
but,
you know what? I can see that. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
I can certainly see that. And
because
you said you had three children. What if you were to lose one? Oh, you'd get right back into the workforce, right? You really would, huh? No,
really
you know what?
Happen.
I don't think so. You
we're
haven't lost a child, so you have no room to talk. You don't know what this lady's doing.
We're a little more responsible with our children.
That's unbelievable that you would say that.
Okay? Oh, my.
Would you admit that you would have been more attached to your kid if the child died when he was 12?
She lost an 11-year-old daughter. She lost a baby.
Which one were you more attached to?
I'm not going to permit these questions.
Either one.
Don't answer that.
I was still tore up either way.
Don't answer those questions. They are insensitive.
I'm still not over it.
This is freedom of speech, and you are censoring me.
Over to her house and accusing her of suffocating her child? You know, add insult to injury.
Maybe.
You know what? You're cold. You're cold-hearted. You're so cold-hearted.
You know what? Just like a lot of women, you don't like a woman in power. Do you like Hillary Clinton? No.
This isn't about you having power. It's about you having some sensitivity.
That has nothing to do with it.
The fact that I am saying things, a lot of my friends come over to my house after I've been on the radio, and they'll say, you were really, really so good because you said things that we needed to have to be said, or to be, you know?
I really don't get it.
When I'm on the radio, my friends will call me up and say, oh, you said something I really wondered about. Like when I ask you, if your child died from SIDS, okay, but the policeman said, no, it looks like someone slipped a bag over its
head. Actually, it was
what would you
the
say?
Coroner that did the autopsy on her that determined that, not the police.
Right. The coroner is the one that determines all of this stuff.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if you can trust. You know what happened to O.J.? You know, they tried to plant evidence.
Okay. First of all, Monique, I want to say I'm very, very sorry for your loss.
Phil, I do not appreciate this.
I'm very sorry for the lady's loss of both of your children, and you sound like you've come through it very well. You sound like a good person, and again, our condolences.
So, in other words,
Thank
you're
you.
Saying that I'm nothing but an ass. You're saying I'm an ass?
That's basically what I'm saying, yes. Yeah.
So Mr. Henry says, I'm sorry for you, Bonnie.
And
you, but you,
you know,
Bobby,
when you lose a child, you can't just get right back to work. I mean, it takes a long time to mourn.
Right.
You're never going to get
right.
over it. But to, you know, get back to life itself,
what if
it's going to take more than 1 week. And
what if the child was going to grow up to be Hitler? What if the child was going to grow up to be Hitler? Then you wouldn't feel bad.
That's about as stupid and asinine thing as you've said tonight, and you've said a lot of them. A lot of them.
So you say, I'm sorry for you, Monique, but you, Bobby, you smell as if you've been swimming in a cesspool. Is that it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
How dare you?
And for you to sit there and say, that she knows where her kid is. Oh, yeah, it's in a, you know.
You know what, Mr. Henry?
At the,
when I hang up
the
phone,
coroner's office in a cold room. Yeah, you know what?
No, I didn't say that. She said, I've lost my child. I said, no, it isn't lost. It's in a drawer at the corner.
Yeah,
we heard the joke, and it's not all that funny. It's not
that
funny.
No, that's not funny.
All right.
No.
I'm going to take
a
break. Monique, thank you so much for your call. And again, the best of luck to you. 877-876-PHIL, beyond words, this woman. All right, we'll be back here with another segment, Bobby and Steve Dooley, and we'll bring you up to date on this story from Florida about the mother who lost her son and then went online and Twittered. In the opinion of Ms. Dooley, she's jamming the news feed. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Look, I didn't do anything.
World famous Phil Henry Show, and remember, you can listen online and you can watch us online. We're on video at philhenryshow.com every night. Watch us perform the show as well as listen to the live streaming audio. With us, Bobby and Steve Dooley. Ms. Dooley, you're talking about Karen Johansson, who was your media contact person there at the Homeowners Association, who did not come to the meeting, and you put her through this mill of saying to her, I understand that your child died, but how do we know you didn't murder the child, and all of this stuff.
No, not all of this stuff. Still legitimate questions.
All right, but be that as it may, is she back to work now as your media contact person?
No, we had to let her go.
We had to let her go, but she wouldn't come in.
So not only has she lost this, and by the way, did the police determine that this was in fact, or the coroner determined this was in fact SIDS?
You know, that's really not the point.
No, it is the point. Did they determine whether it was SIDS?
It's not the point, and I refuse to answer. I'm not going to dignify that question.
What's to dignify? I'm just asking you. What did the coroner find? What did the autopsy find out about this poor baby?
I'm not dignifying that with an answer, Phil. I will tell you this.
I don't understand.
I will tell you this. She did not come back to work. We gave her 48 hours, and we had to move on. I'm sorry for her loss. Okay. Okay.
Okay. What are you telling me for?
Well, everybody seems to give you a lot of love when you say, oh, I'm sorry for your loss, so I'm saying that.
Well, you should say it to her, not to me.
I'm saying it on the radio. Do you think maybe she'll hear it? The second thing that I'm going
to
say...
No, I don't know if she listens to the show or not.
She does.
Okay. Say it to her in person anyway.
The second thing that I want to say is this. We've got to move on. You can't expect people to hold up their lives... Just like this woman on Twitter today. Okay, your son drowned, I'm sorry. But she's throwing it up on the news feed, jamming it up, hoping to get Lauren Bacall or John Larroquette to say, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, retweet. I'm sorry, I don't buy it.
All right. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show.
Oh, all right. What does that mean?
All right. What is that?
It's me saying, okay, all right, I'm not going to comment just yet on what you're saying. I find it so abhorrent. Here is Jennifer on the Phil Henry Show in Anchorage, Alaska. Go ahead, Jennifer, you're on with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Hi, this is awesome.
Yes.
I wanted to take a different point of view to this whole situation. I understand.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can't hear her now.
Yeah, you maybe want to speak up a little bit, Jennifer. Thank you.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's a little loud, but I can hear you.
Okay, well, What I want to say is God bless that woman and her baby. God bless her. And I really feel bad that, you know, I think it's kind of crazy that to pass judgment on somebody that lost their baby. Everybody handles grief differently, and we're not all the same person.
Well,
and
you don't really care, though, do you? Because I heard you laughing. You're having a good time.
I'm laughing because you couldn't hear me, and then I was too loud. That's why I was laughing.
Well, but still, you understand that you're not really personally invested in this, are you?
Well, are you,
well,
Bobby?
Exactly.
I certainly am. I've been called a slut. I've been called every kind of name in the book.
Well,
I've been called
I'm not here to call you names or talk bad about you. I just called to give my point of view. And my point
mm-hmm.
of view is that, you
mm-hmm.
know, everybody handles grief differently.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
in order to be a woman
mm-hmm.
and be prestigious,
mm-hmm.
I just think
mm-hmm.
maybe you're presenting yourself
mm-hmm.
and not
mm-hmm.
the best light with,
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody that calls, you're like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
And it
I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you.
But every
you
time
know.
Somebody says something, you're mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
That is to indicate
and
that I understand what you're saying.
I know, but you
mm-hmm.
don't have to say something after every word that somebody says. Nobody can get a point across.
Every time my wife tries to be good to people, they make fun of her. And every time she, my wife can't win.
It's a little rude.
What is?
Going, uh-huh, uh-huh.
I'm not going, uh-huh, uh-huh. I'm going, uh-huh.
All I want to say is, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and that's the one awesome thing about America.
But
48 hours
point.
Is not enough time to grieve over the loss of a dog, nevertheless a child. I have four kids of my own, and I don't know what I would ever do if anybody died.
Well,
and God bless
people die all the time.
And I'm
but if you drive by a dead dog in the road,
and
do you
being mean,
that?
But maybe this
you
will help you to look at yourself and see
well,
that you're a little hard around
I think
here.
It's a little. I think
and
it's silly to grieve roadkill.
What?
I think it's silly, Steve. I think it's silly to grieve roadkill.
I know.
Is what you're
saying.
No, she didn't say
that.
She said a dog.
Yeah, she just doesn't
well,
understand,
if you see
Mr. Phil. And
roadkill.
I feel like you need to take a look
no,
in the mirror before you pass judgment
uh-huh.
on everybody. Because he who is without sin, let him cast the first stone. And I know you don't understand that, but I have a feeling that God is going to touch you in a way that you're going to understand. And that's all I have.
I understand that there are people who believe in God, but I don't.
Well,
I was raised by an Eastern liberal family. We moved to California in the 1980s.
You know, I never knew this about you, Bobby. So your parents were atheists?
My father was very, very political and was instrumental in removing prayer from the schools. In New York, in seven schools on Long Island, where we're from. And so when I came to California, I wanted to bring those values with me.
All right, and so what has that got to do with telling a woman whose baby just died, well, it's not lost, it's in a drawer at the coroner's office?
So nobody gets to make a joke except you, is that it?
He's not
well, pretty much.
Jokes,
I mean, if
though.
That's the kind of joke, you
not
know,
even
yeah.
making jokes. I've been listening to this
that
for...
Lady, but-
All
that
night,
woman is still here?
You, every time,
is this woman?
Yes, I'm still here, and every time somebody says
right. Why haven't you hung up on her?
Because mm-hmm,
she's the caller.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well,
and the
done.
Last lady that called, I mean,
mm-hmm.
the way you addressed her about her children, it's just not, it's
well,
inappropriate.
Well, my God, I mean, she lost
etiquette.
Two of them.
And it,
two
for
of
somebody
them.
Who's got such power and is so worried about their
don't you think
prestigious
that a woman can hang on to her children?
Boy, I can't hear you. Bobby, why don't you, you're talking over people.
All
don't you think
time.
A woman can hang on to her children better than that one did?
I, you
all
know
right,
what, I hang on to my kids
oh,
for
man.
Dear life, but this is what I'm saying. Just let me finish.
Oh,
you
oh my
being
God.
This woman who's so concerned about her reputation, and did she hang up the phone?
I want to get out.
Bobby, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, what are you doing?
Can I say something, Phil? She can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth. If you're concerned about your reputation and being this, you know, prestigious woman and everything.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. What are you doing, Bobby?
I she doesn't want to listen to me, so I'm singing.
Are you kidding
go
me?
Go ahead.
Thank you. If she wants to present herself as this awesome, you know.
All right. Put her on hold.
Clinton
put her on hold.
Or whatever. And she
I understand.
Looks at the way she's presenting herself.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Thank you very
sure
much. Great call, yeah. Jennifer. Great call. Thank you from the land of the midnight sun there, Alaska. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876. We'll be back on the groundbreaking Phil Henry Show.
La 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 la.
Phil Henry.
La la.
Phil here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. You were Bobby and Steve Dooley with us as we talk about the loss of children, especially this story about a woman who was twittering following the death of her child. People were down on that lady. I saw nothing wrong with that. I thought it was a woman who was trying to stay in touch. I mean, maybe that's what people do when they're sad. You know.
You know, Phil. I don't know. Right now, though, I'm in shock that you would allow a woman to talk to me the way that that last woman did from Alaska. I'm a mother.
The lady was taking exception, okay?
She was so self-righteous, quoting the Bible.
You said you didn't believe in God.
I do believe in God.
You do believe in God. Why did you say you didn't?
I made that up because she angered me, and I wanted to anger her back. But I'll tell you something. I do believe in God.
Wait. You said you were raised by atheists?
No, I was born and raised in California, but I told her I came from New York because most people think that people from New York are Jewish. I don't want to say that they think they're Jewish.
Why are you whispering?
Because I don't want to say that.
Don't, Bobby, you're on the radio, okay?
They think they're Jewish. And
you don't have to, Ms. Dooley, the point that I'm trying to make here is that the woman was giving an opinion based upon religion. You said you were an atheist.
She was very self-righteous. I pray for the well-being of my sons every night. And you know something, Phil? My children are doing well, but other people's children die. I have to draw the conclusion that God receives my prayers with grace and acceptance. God receives willingly my prayers.
And he doesn't receive the prayers of people whose children die.
Think about it, Mr. Henry, and then
do the math, you know.
Yeah, do the math.
Have you done the math?
Do the math.
If you do the math...
Do the math what? They pray and the children die anyway? So do the math, God receives your prayers?
Do the math.
If you do the math, you'll see...
I'm doing the math. Good, fine, great. God receives your prayers. 877-876-PHIL. Going to James in Mobile, Alabama. James, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Fine, thank you.
Do the math.
I did the math.
This is pretty wild. I'm on the road driving to Mobile right now to see my daughter and my wife. And this is the first time I've ever
heard. Can I ask you a question? I don't mean to be funny. I don't mean to be funny, but is your daughter still alive? I'm joking.
That's pretty good.
No, that ain't pretty good. That's not funny at all.
That's not funny, lady.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
Don't joke about my kids. Joke about your own kids if you're going to joke about somebody. But I was calling
joking about my kid.
Whatever. I'm calling because, I mean, you have no soul. Like, really? Like, okay, number one, I live in a gated community. I have a homeowners association. I'm part of it. And if your homeowners association is anything like mine, y'all ain't that great. So your job is not very wanted if it's anything like mine.
It depends on the square footage of the home.
Your job is not wanted.
What's the average square footage of the home of the homes in your gated community? Yes.
The average square footage of my home?
Square footage of the homes in your gated community? The average square footage of the homes in our community is 5,500.
That's big.
That's real big.
Okay.
I didn't think so.
Okay, that's about right. Okay, consider where you're at. You're in California. I'm in Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 6,500 square feet down here is about 3,500 square feet, which is about the size
of
mine.
That's good. And I don't know what we're talking about here, Bobby. Why'd you even bring that up?
Well, he's in a gated community. Some gated communities, it's a barbed wire fence. You know, I don't know. Or not a barbed wire, a chain link fence.
Yeah, there's a chain link fence.
So I don't know.
All right, but the point, what's the point, you know, that we're, this gentleman is going to visit his daughter.
And I made a joke, is she still alive? And he got all huffy.
All right,
James, go ahead. Number one, okay, I'm in the military. I'm not even stationed where my wife and my pregnant wife and my 19-month-old daughter are. I'm stationed 3 hours away from them. I'm on the road to see them, and I hear you talking like this, and I'm just like, how can someone talk about someone losing a child, you know,
right,
who says
right.
that they have children? And you know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm in the military. Chances are in the next, you know, probably year, year and a half, 2 years, I'm probably going to be in Afghanistan, okay? Do you know that the Army will
Where?
Let you, if you're deployed overseas,
Afghanistan.
Do you know that the Army will let you come home if you have a child that dies and you want this lady to come to a homeowners association meeting after her child dies? I mean, come on. Come on.
Well, why are you stationed so far away from your daughter? I think it's irresponsible of you.
What is?
To be stationed so far away from his daughter.
He doesn't have a choice.
That's the Army tells him where to...
Thank you.
Well,
thank
I don't understand
you.
That.
It's not like I have a choice. I requested to get as close to home as possible, and Fort Rucker, Alabama is as close to Mobile as I can get. Other than that,
did you say Fort Rucker?
Say again?
Fort Hooker.
I think any man would want to be stationed at a place called Fort Hooker. That's very good.
That's Fort Rucker. Fort Rucker.
Rucker.
R-U-C-K-E-R. Fort Rucker. That's where all pilots go to train to fly in the Army.
Well,
that's what that
I
is.
Don't know why you would want to be flying at a time when you say your daughter's dying.
He didn't say his daughter is dying.
I didn't say
my daughter was dying.
Didn't you say you were racing to see your daughter before she died?
I'm going to see my daughter and my wife, who I haven't seen in 2 weeks. I'm going to
before
see them.
No, not before she dies. He's going to go see them.
I'm going to see them. I haven't seen them in 2 weeks. But the point I'm trying to make is...
He's driving in from Fort Hooker, right?
Fort Rucker.
Fort Rucker.
He's very confusing. He said he was driving from Fort Hooker to see a daughter that was dead.
No, he did not.
Are you listening to what the guy's saying? I'm sorry,
I'm
James. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm driving from Fort mm-hmm. Rucker to Mobile to visit my daughter and my wife, who are very well and alive, but I have not seen them in 2 weeks. But I said that mm-hmm. to make the point of that...
Mm-hmm.
I have friends in Afghanistan and Iraq where the Army will let them, if they're downrange in Iraq, Afghanistan, and they have a child, God forbid, that dies here in the States, the Army will
mm-hmm.
say, okay, you have a child that passed away. You go home, take care of your business, okay? Okay, but you,
well,
you're downwind,
I'd want to leave too if I was downwind.
What?
I'd want to get out of there too if I was downwind.
You said downrange.
Downrange.
That's a term that we use in the Army to say deployed. But the point is, I'm talking about people that compare themselves, you know, okay, you're a homeowner
mm-hmm.
association president or a representative, whatever you are. You have people fighting, and the Army will say, okay, you stop. You need to go home. You had a child pass away. Go home. Take care of your business. You know, take whatever time it is you need, okay? But you want this lady to come to a homeowners association meeting? Look at how irresponsible it is.
We have soldiers that need to take care of a job, and they say, oh, why don't you go ahead and go home? Because a child, you know, I understand a child dying is bad, but our country dying is worse.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Bobby.
Oh, now aren't we just patriotic all of a sudden? Our country dying...
Oh, my God. You don't love America.
I love America. America's made up of people, and our Army is kind enough to say to any man or woman, if their child dies, yes, go home to take care of your family. And you're saying that that's irresponsible of the Army?
That's not irresponsible of the Army.
Al-Qaeda's going to blow something up in your home, you know, looking in a drawer?
Yeah, you're home looking in a coroner's drawer while Al Qaeda's planning something.
They are at home taking care of their business.
Exactly.
That's what they're doing. They're taking care of business, which the Army, that's a requirement to be in the Army. You have to take care of business. You have to be able to provide for your family. And the Army says, look, you're deployed. You're in Afghanistan, Iraq. Okay, but you had a child that died. You need to go home. Okay, because you're not effective.
You're not effective right now anyway.
You're
he didn't say downwind.
I said downrange, which is Afghanistan and Iraq.
You were downwind.
No, downrange is being deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan.
Exactly.
Well, if he's
downwind.
Not downwind. How, you see, you guys are saying things that are so atrocious, And yet you question this man and his judgment as to whether or not he is going to be deployed to Iraq. It's his choice where he's stationed at Fort Hooker and his kid died. You're listening to only yourself, Ms. Dooley.
Mr. Henry, there's one thing that I know about that neither one of you or my husband knows about, and that's being a woman. My children are precious to me, as are the children of all Americans. And what else is precious to me?
You're not talking sure. like it tonight. You're not, the way you're sounding tonight, you sound like, I mean, okay, well, your child died, but I need you to be at this homeowners association meeting anyway. You got 48 hours.
You
I don't
know
care.
Why? Because I
don't care.
You know why, James? Because
your
I take your care
child, of it. Your child's in a drawer. You know, I know where your child is. Your child is in a drawer. Yeah, you sound real sensitive. You sound like you really care.
So you didn't think, oh, yeah, okay, so you didn't think that was funny.
No, nobody thought it was funny. It wasn't a very funny thing to say.
Well, well
I
not
take
funny.
Care of business. I'm hardcore. Isn't that what you guys say, honey? I'm hardcore. I'm hardcore, and I take care of business. And
well, won't you,
I need
won't
to get
you,
that homeowner.
Well, yeah. Okay, well, listen to this, Bobby. Why don't you go and sit on top of a Humvee, man, in a 50 cal machine gun, and then get the news that, oh, one of your children died, okay? How would you feel? Okay, you're 8,000 miles away. Would you come home, or would you let's say if you
I'll
were,
tell you this much, James. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised at what I've sat on.
No.
You'd be surprised at what I've sat on.
And you have to make the judgment call and say, okay, you know what? Either I need to send this soldier back home. Would you send a soldier back home, or would you say, you know what? Your child died, but I need you to stay here anyway, even though you're not really, you know,
If we could blow up Al Qaeda, I would say, let's go. And everything. And speaking of sitting on something, wouldn't you like to know what I've sat on?
I heard that joke three times now. Three times you said that.
All right, but I thought he was talking over me.
Wow.
James, James, I appreciate your phone call, and thank you for your service to our country. The best of luck to you. All the good health to your family, too, sir. Hurry home, man.
Thanks.
There is James on the show. I have to tell you, Bobby.
No, I've got to tell you something. I've been listening to this all night, and I'm outraged, as I know your listeners are. You have been kissing the backside of every caller since we went on the air and taking sides against me.
No, I have not.
Yeah, allow me to finish. The terrorism of America is way more important than getting home to stare into a drawer that's refrigerated.
But you are you like
No. I haven't finished. And to protect our country against what is it?
Al-Qaeda?
Okay. Al-Qaeda is way more important than going home and fabricating some story about, oh, look, my baby's dead magically. You know,
Ms. Dooley, I can only say what everybody has said tonight. You're an insensitive woman. You're a power-hungry woman. I believe that you're almost sociopathic with your lack of empathy.
Oh, my God. So I'm like John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, like John Wayne Gacy, only you haven't killed anybody yet, I think.
You know what, Mr. Hendry? Sheraton has just opened some new villas in hell, and we have reserved the napalm suite. A very pleasant good evening.
Sheraton has opened up a what?
A new hotel in hell, and they reserve the napalm suite.
For themselves?
Yeah.
Stupid thing to say. 877 set what?
She's back.
No, we reserved it for you. A very pleasant convenience.
They reserved it for me.
Oh, okay.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. What a...
What? What?
Phil Hendry.
A very pleasant good evening to you.
We're all living in America, America, America.
We're all living
Phil
in
Hendry.
America, America.
What do you got there, man? Phil Hendry Show here. What do you got there?
None of your business, man.
What do you? Let me see that. Is that a what? Is that a DVD?
Yeah.
Do My Wife Please. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's just something I want to see.
Oh, my God, man. Of all the porn.
What's wrong with Do My Wife Please?
It's degrading. It's disgusting. It's I hate that.
Why?
Because the guys all look like they're being tortured. I don't know. It's a sadomasochist video. I don't like it.
To My Wife, Please. It's an interesting documentary.
Get out of here, interesting documentary. You know, you're getting all... I bet you... What was that you were telling me the other day about the tax cut going to the people under $75,000?
Yeah, I mean, you said that the people under $75,000 ones a 10 are spending more, right?
Yeah.
Well, they spend it on, like, wine and Cheez-Its. Is it?
Wine and Cheez-Its. That's what you think about people who make less than 75 G's a year.
That's what I spend it on.
Yeah, you spend it on wine and Cheez-Its and Do My Wife, Please.
Very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. I bet you kind of identify with those husbands that sit there and watch that. Those poor masochistic losers. Oh, my God. That stuff can't be real.
I swear to God, it is. Benny Federline, he told me it was real on account of he talked to a guy who was in one.
Benny Federline is a lying sack ever since I met that guy. You believe anything he says, Benny Federline.
He said he know a guy.
Get out of here with that stuff. Wine and Cheez-Its. World famous Phil Henry Show. Take that. I don't want it in the house.
All right. Can I take it in a car?
You don't have a car. You got a motorcycle. Put it on that. And now Bud Dickman joins James Lipton at the Actors Studio.
We begin our classroom with the questionnaire invented by Marcel Proust and perfected by the greatest of all talk show hosts, Bernard Pivot. What is your favorite word?
Anus. Probably anus is my favorite. And then...
What is your least favorite word?
Lipton. James or Lipton.
Turns you on?
My girlfriend, Vivianne, her butt. Her butt turns me on because she's black. And this
what turns you off?
Your face. The way it looks, the way the sadness of your face and like your saliva.
What sound or noise do you love?
Farts. And, well, not just farts, but also belches and the sound.
What sound or noise do you hate?
Your voice, listening to you and looking at you, and there's a sound to that, too. It's looking at
what
you.
What is your favorite curse word?
Anus is my favorite curse word, and then my second favorite is...
What profession, other than yours, would you like to attempt?
I'd like to try yours because it looks pretty easy and that I could do it better because you're such a douche. But
what profession would you absolutely not like to attempt?
I wouldn't want to be you right now, the profession of being you. I wouldn't want to be because you're
finally,
ugly.
Finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Come on in, bud. You're in heaven. We're torturing James Lipton right now, and then there's beers. There's cold beers. Somebody get him a chair. There's ice in the back.
Bud Dickman on... The Actor's Studio.
That's fun. Let's do it again. Let's do it again.
We begin our classroom with...
Get out of here. I'm not doing it again. And get that cornball music out of here, too, okay?
The Phil Henry Show.
All right. Now, Bud, what do you got?
All right. I got some Barry White music. I'm going to do the text message. This is great. I'm the producer now.
Yeah, good for you, man. So you're going to do what?
I'll play the Barry White song, then you read the text messages of Mayor of Kwame.
Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick text messaging the lady?
Yeah.
All right, you going to cue me?
I'll cue you, okay? I got a great lineup of a song. Barry White is one of the best.
Okay, man, you don't have to intro it. Just I'm going to read the thing and just tell me when you're going to play it, okay?
All right, one, two, three...
I've heard say that...
Oop. What?
Too much of anything.
Hold on for a minute. One and a half.
Will you play the song, man? One and a half.
I gotta get it ready.
I've heard people say that...
Can I come and lay down in your room until you get better?
Too much of anything.
Yeah.
I'm here for you, baby.
They're right outside the door. They had to hurt everything.
So we're officially busted.
You know, baby.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Stop.
What?
This is better. Wait, hold, do this one.
Can I come and lay down in your room?
Yeah, you come on down, lay in my room.
You know, I think they were outside.
Wait.
What now, man?
Ain't good enough. Wait, here it is. This is the one.
Can I come and lay down in your room?
Yeah. You know, they must have heard everything last night.
Can I live?
Wait a minute. That's it. How many of these songs you going to play, man? There's one here.
It's just not enough.
Can I come in?
Oh, hold on. Hold, wait. Hold for it. Hold for it. Hold for it. Right now. That's no good either.
Give me that, man. I'll do it.
What's the matter?
Keep changing the music on me, man. Which one of these songs am I going to do?
You got to hold for it.
Yeah, I'll hold for it. I mean, hold for it. What do you think I'm doing? What do you think I'm in the bathroom performing my morning ablutions? Hold for it.
You got to get to the right place.
Oh, get out of here. Get to the right place. Cornball idea anyway. I'm playing this music. I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. Here.
Can I come by and lay down in your room until you get back?
Yeah, they were right outside the door last night.
You're so good.
Have you officially busted, man?
Damn, man. Never busted. Busted what you see.
Damn.
Learn more at talkradionetwork.com.